Hello and welcome to the 5-Minute Gospel Podcast for Thursday, the 4th of August. Our Gospel passage for today brings us to a special moment in Matthew's Gospel. Jesus began by asking the disciples a question. Who do people say the Son of Man is? It's a rather general question. Who do other people say I am? He asks the disciples. And it's easy for them to talk about others, and they offer various opinions. Some say he is John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. Then Jesus asked the more important question. He looked at them and he said, "But you, who do you say I am?" Jesus was asking each of them to say why they were following him. This probably stumped them for a moment. There was probably a silent pause after the question until Simon Peter answered for them all, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus then said to Peter, "So I now say to you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church." Jesus shared his own mission with Peter, giving Peter the keys of the kingdom of heaven, along with the role of binding and loosing. Finally, Jesus began to tell his disciples that he was destined to go to Jerusalem, suffer, die, and rise from death. Now Peter, always ready to speak before he thought, didn't like that idea. "This cannot happen to you," he said. But Jesus said to him, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle in my path, because the way you think is not God's way, but a human way." As we think about today's gospel, you and I need to hear Jesus' question directed to each of us. "But you, who do you say I am?" Jesus is asking us that today in this gospel. "But you, who do you say I am?" Now, Jesus doesn't want a theoretical answer. He doesn't want us rattling off words. "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Of course, we'd always want to say that with Peter. "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." But the real answer is not what we say, but what we do. The real answer is shown in our lives. Seems to me Jesus asks his question of us every day in all sorts of situations. When we're too busy to pray, or to read the gospel, or to go to mass, somewhere, if we listen quietly in the background, Jesus is asking us, "Who do you say I am?" When we're angry or holding a grudge or refusing to forgive, again, somewhere in the background, quietly, Jesus is asking us, "Who do you say I am?" When we're selfish or jealous or concerned only with ourselves, "I, me, mine," again, Jesus is asking, "Who do you say I am?" As we go about our daily activities, if we choose to listen for Jesus' voice, we'll hear him asking us again and again and again, "Who do you say I am?" Jesus' question challenges us in every part of our lives. Who do I say Jesus is in my prayer, in my words, in my actions, and in my attitudes each day? Throughout today, let's ask ourselves again and again, "Who is Jesus for me today? Who is Jesus for me today?" We could also pray a prayer by St. John Vianney. "I love you, O my God, and my desire is to love you until the last breath of my life. I love you, O my infinitely lovable God, and I would rather die loving you than live without loving you. I love you, Lord, and the only grace I ask is to love you eternally." Who is Jesus for me today? God bless you all.